Madam President, dear members of the Human Rights Council, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure and honor to address you during the 14th session of the UN Forum on Minority Issues, which is dedicated to a topic that lies at the heart of my mandate: conflict prevention and the protection of the human rights of minorities. I would like to thank a dear friend and partner of my institution, the UN Special Rapporteur, Dr. Fernand de Varenne, for the invitation. Only this year, we already joined forces to organize a couple of events that highlighted the most important aspects of conflict prevention and minority protection, including the effective inclusion of minorities and the critical role of their socioeconomic participation. Today, let me share with you some ideas on what I consider is essential to build strong, cohesive, and prosperous societies that can contribute to maintaining sustainable security and peace in the OEC region and beyond. I believe we can all agree that prevention is better than cure, and that taking proactive measures to prevent conflicts is more effective in the long run than implementing measures to counter the consequences of a conflict that has already taken place. Thus, preventing conflict is an integral part of the security dimension of the OEC and the cornerstone of my mandate. As stipulated in the Copenhagen document of the Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe, full respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms, and the development of societies based on pluralistic democracy and the rule of law are prerequisites for progress in setting up the lasting order of peace, security, justice, and cooperation in Europe. I would like to emphasize that in my mandate, the human rights-oriented approach to minority protection has been set into a security context for a very important reason. From my mandate's perspective, the inclusive, cohesive, and peaceful society cannot operate without having an adequate system in place to protect minorities, one in which minorities feel they are equally respected members of society. This system requires the existence of interrelated building blocks consisting of, among others, the right of minorities to their own identity, to have their languages, religions, and cultures respected, and to have integration without forced assimilation, and to enjoy the principle of substantive equality, including participatory rights. My approach and the experience of successive High Commissioners on National Minorities have been documented and published in 9 sets of thematic recommendations and guidelines, which are available on our website. They reflect policy areas that states should have at heart when constructing a comprehensive framework for minority protection: linguistic rights, education, access to justice, policing in multi-ethnic societies, effective participation in public and political life, and more. Today's forum provides not only a platform to discuss the human rights of minorities in conflict prevention contexts, but also constitutes a unique opportunity for member states to share their own positive experience and initiatives, which can in turn serve as a good practice for others. I am especially pleased to learn that a gender perspective will be integrated in our discussion, taking into account the particular vulnerability and marginalization of minority women in conflict and post-conflict contexts. Once again, I would like to emphasize that inclusion and ensuring the participation of minorities in public, economic, and social life is key to conflict prevention. When minorities and their rights are visible in national legislation, education, socioeconomic, and regional development, this lays a solid foundation for building peaceful, prosperous, and resilient societies. This forum, together with the 4 regional forums conducted earlier this year, offers us an exceptional opportunity to reinforce our understanding of the importance of human rights obligations in the peace-building and peacekeeping process. I would therefore take this opportunity to call upon the UN Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, the UN Human Rights Council members, and the international community at large to continue our joint efforts and work to create a better and more peaceful tomorrow for everyone, including minorities.